RTL Original Podcast.
Hello and welcome back to yet another episode of Song 2, the podcast that never dies, where we discuss the importance of the infamous second song. You may believe it is the first song that really sets the tone for an album, or some people think it's the seventh, which is the first song on the B-side of an album, claiming that accolade, by the way. We are here to prove the contrary and showcase why the second song on an album is the best, or the most important. I'm Stephen Stepslow, your host of Sunny Side Up on Today Radio. And today, we will be looking at what could arguably be described as a one-hit wonder, the amazing Miss Dynamite and her song Dynamite. You have to sing it, although I didn't. Miss Dynamite, born Naomi Arlene McLean Daly, is raw UK R&B. Her attitude and energy epitomise the scene, and no song more so than Dynamite, which is a reflection on her youth. It's a story reflecting someone who had to mature quicker than she might have wished, as evidenced in lines like, "The more that I learned, I found a guiding light that showed me the need to fight." When Jules Holland asked her what inspires her profound lyrics, her response was simply life, which was met with a big round of applause. That life was shaped in Kentish Town in North London, where she was exposed to an array of different cultures, especially with her father being of Jamaican origin and her mother being Scottish. There must have been a musical gene in the family, as her brother is the outspoken rapper, poet, activist Akala. But through this song, she definitely made a name for herself. She first arrived on the scene while working for Raw FM, where she appeared on the UK garage track Boo, which was a pirate radio anthem, and according to her, it seemed to all happen off the cuff. MC Miss Creation and me were standing shoulder to shoulder with over 25 men. As girls, no one was going to give us the mic, but something in me made me push to the front, grab the mic and just start MCing, she said in an interview last year. We could all tell we came from pretty shitty backgrounds. We'd all been written off to some degree by some area of society. We all, to some extent, had been told we weren't going to amount to much. And actually, we went to radio and we just inspired one another. It was like therapy. She was eventually snapped up by Polydor Records, where she met Salam Remy, who truly set her on her path. Although she appeared on an underground garage song, that wasn't the type of music she listened to. Her musical interests were influenced by her parents, so she listened to a great deal of reggae, Motown, and of course R&B and hip-hop, all of which are reflective in her own music, with the soulfulness of Motown being distinguishable in her beautiful voice. But then, she still has the reggae feel to her beats. The garage allure of the noughties, however, was too much to keep her at bay, ending with a feature with the iconic DJ Zinc on While Out. Nevertheless, it was definitely the second song on her album that enabled her almost cult-like status among a certain generation. Helped by the fact that the song featured on FIFA 3, a game that introduced a freestyle control feature which saw skill moves become integral, yeah, but enough on that, this new narrative to the game was accompanied by a more street-style soundtrack, which is an aspect that all FIFA players have got to know and love, epitomised by the R&B of Miss Dynamite. It was not the only place that the song was to feature on. It also made it onto Barbie's Mix, which was sold alongside the Spring Break Barbie. I didn't have Barbie down as a UK garage fan. More fool me. Dynamite Tea was the lead single on an album that eventually saw her win the Mercury Prize and a Brit, and it was also nominated for the best single at the Mobos. Perhaps more impressive, though, was the fact that she donated the £20,000 to the NSPCC, a UK charity fighting cruelty against children. A testament to the inspirational figure that she is, who expressed her experiences in a socially conscious manner and paved the way for future UK female artists such as Katie B and the Australian Iggy Azalea, who saw her as an inspiration. She was rewarded for her influences on the UK music scene by becoming one of the first female MCs to be awarded an MBE by the Queen. The earworm Dynamite heralded the arrival of an iconic female MC, becoming an inseparable part of her career and legacy. A song with so much weight in defining who she was as an artist was meticulously placed in at number 2 on the album A Little Deeper. What more can we say? Thank you for listening. Surely it is only a matter of time until our ideology takes over global politics, economics, and jumpstarts the Green Revolution to save our planet. It just makes sense, no? But in order for that to happen, we need you to like, subscribe, and gather fellow comrades to spread this notion of the second song. This podcast was created using several sources, namely Genius.com, Vice.com, TheIndependent.ie, the staple Wikipedia search, some interviews on YouTube, and abc.net.au. Song 2 was written and researched by Charlie Stone, voiced and produced by Stephen Stepslow. For Today Radio. Thanks for listening. Cheers. I'm just Miss Dynamite.